closer to broad access. Hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
So the Tennessee Broadband Accessibility Act is probably the most important piece of legislation that the General Assembly's heard on broadband access, possibly ever.
A key vote on the floor of the state Senate this week will put rural Tennesseans closer to broadband access than ever before. The Tennessee Broadband Accessibility Act is a priority issue for Farm Bureau members across the state and for members of the Tennessee Electric Cooperative Association. Governmental Affairs Director Mike Knotts.
Our association represents utilities that serve 70% of the landmass of this state, and we typically are serving those very rural, very sparsely populated areas that today don't have access to true broadband. So what the governor is proposing is a huge step forward to help get broadband access to those people.
Under current law, electric cooperatives cannot provide broadband services, but this legislation going through now, the General Assembly would deregulate and allow that to happen.
I've said in the past that for hundreds of years, the bounty of rural America and the bounty of farmers and ranchers have been carried into the cities for urban residents to enjoy. Why shouldn't, in this day and age, rural residents have the advantages that city residents enjoy when it comes to internet access?
Mike Knott says this is not about the electric co-ops making more money. It's simply about getting the advantages of technology that urban areas enjoy and utilize to our rural areas. And according to a study by the Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development,
what was very surprising was that 35% of rural residents of this state do not have access to broadband. That's almost 800,000 people in Tennessee are essentially cut off from the digital economy and from accessing the internet.
And hopefully for not much longer with passage of the Tennessee Broadband Accessibility Act. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.